Putting Patients First by Congressman Randy Forbes.
46-year-old Stephen Sprague never thought that he would be diagnosed with leukemia at that age. A deadly, clandestine blood disease with very few symptoms, and one that is often believed to be found mainly in children. Despite Stephen's unfortunate diagnosis, he was determined to fight the leukemia. But after 17 months of treatments, he found himself facing the deadly end stage of the disease much sooner than many patients who sometimes have 4 to 5 years before reaching that point. Deciding to pursue bone marrow transplant, Stephen knew his chances were slim. As an only child, he had no near relatives to look to for matching bone marrow. Trying to match unrelated bone marrow was unlikely, and just as he expected, it turned out unsuccessful. Stephen considers what happened next to be nothing short of a medical miracle. Stephen's oncologist was in the process of beginning a clinical trial for leukemia patients where doctors would match stem cells taken from umbilical cord blood and use them to successfully treat end-stage adult leukemia patients. Almost instantly, Stephen's perfect cord blood match was found in the oldest cord blood bank in the United States, the New York Blood Center. The donor was a young mother who years ago decided to donate her baby's umbilical cord to the bank, perhaps in the hope that someday it would mean a chance at life for someone else. The young mother was right. Stephen's transplant using adult stem cells from an umbilical cord was successful. Now, 10 years later, Stephen stood before me telling his story this summer in the Committee on Science and Technology hearing room, completely cancer-free. There are stories like Stephen scattered across the nation, adults treated and cured of their diseases by adult stem cells. U.S. Dr. Ahmed Patel has used adult stem cells to successfully treat over 1,800 patients who suffered from severe heart failure. As a result, they have dramatically increased their qualities of life and chances of survival. Dr. Patel says the most amazing thing about performing this type of treatment is that it allows his patients to return to their normal lives just as they were before they suffered heart failure. Adult stem cells have even cured patients of their type 1 diabetes. Unfortunately, medical breakthrough stories like Stephen's and Dr. Patel's are often clouded by an ongoing and heated ethical debate over embryonic stem cell research. Embryonic stem cell research uses stem cells derived from human embryos. While we must devote enormous energy to conquering disease, it is equally important that we pay attention to the moral concerns raised by human embryonic stem cell research. Proponents of embryonic stem cell research argue that embryonic stem cell treatments may be successful in 20 or 30 years, but adult stem cells are treating people now. There are real-life stories of people like Stephen Sprague who are being cured of their life-altering diseases as a result of adult stem cells. So why is there such a huge push to fund embryonic stem cell research when its success could be decades away? Why are we not putting patients first by focusing our research funding on the type of stem cell treatment that has proven results today? Why are we not hearing more success stories like Stephen's? This summer, I introduced the Patients First Act, H.R. 2807. The Patients First Act will prioritize our stem cell research efforts towards those that are providing the greatest potential to patients right now. The bill would provide funding for all stem cell research so long as human embryos are not destroyed. Additionally, the Patients First Act directs the National Institutes of Health to prioritize research that can treat people in the near term and calls for an annual report on all stem cell research grants that are not funded, with an explanation as to why they were not funded. Rarely do we as citizens and public servants have the opportunity to make a decision with the potential to truly alter our nation's future. The issue of embryonic stem cell research has become divisive. And when there are human lives at stake, divisiveness is not a luxury that we have. The Patients First Act bridges the political divide and focuses our energies on the common goal shared by both sides of the embryonic stem cell debate, curing and treating patients.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.
Social and cultural ramifications. The following are just some of the provisions found in the Flake-Gutierrez bill. First, illegal immigrants who seek amnesty through the Flake-Gutierrez bill do not have to pay back taxes for any period before they became conditional non-immigrants. Second, The Flake-Gutierrez bill requires American taxpayers to fund grants to private organizations to help illegal immigrants apply for amnesty. Third, once illegal immigrants are granted amnesty and become citizens, they become eligible for billions of dollars in welfare. The estimated eventual cost to American taxpayers to cover this public assistance is $30 billion per year. Fourth, amnesty recipients will receive Social Security benefits based on their illegal work. So this will take away from the Social Security Trust Fund of billions of dollars needed to pay for retirement for Americans. Fifth, the Flake-Gutierrez bill does not send illegal immigrants to the back of the line. This causes millions of people who have obeyed our laws and are waiting for green cards overseas to be skipped over for the millions who broke the law. Sixth, the Flake-Gutierrez bill will likely double legal immigration levels, increasing employment-based green cards by 150,000. Finally, the bill does not take any steps to combat immigrant gang violence. Granting mass amnesty is essentially an act of wiping the slate clean. At the surface, it might seem to be the quickest fix to solve the immigration crisis, but such a drastic act will end up costing us billions in the long run. It will do this without ever addressing the true issues at hand, the needs to enforce our existing immigration laws, to deport those who refuse to respect our nation's rule of law, and to provide resources to state and local governments to partner with us in this endeavor. This act of mass amnesty not only hurts American workers and burdens American taxpayers, it undermines the principle of American citizenship and rewards those who break the law. When we sell our citizenship for the price of a monetary fine and the stipulation to learn English, we are offending our sense of justice and devaluing the meaning and the pride of American citizenship.
You've been listening to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia's 4th Congressional District. For more information on this and other issues, please visit us on the web at randyforbes.house.gov.